Chazar zu sich, nicht mehr sagt, Bach, ich esch, was schlage, bin er Rami Huda. Zech der Bruch ist daf lam sein. Rav and Shmuel said two halachas. The first they said that kol she yesh by anything that contains the chamesh zaminim, you make a bar minim zainis. And then they said kol shehu, anything that is of the chamesh zaminim, you make a bar minim zainis. Both rulings are necessary. If we would just say the kol shehu ruling, that anything that is of the chamesh zaminim, we would think that only because it's visible and in its full form. But something that's in a mixture, you would say, does not get by minim zainis. If they would only give the ruling of kol sheyesh by anything that contains it, we would think that maybe rice and doichen don't get a mezainis only when they're in a mixture. But when rice and doichen are not in a mixture, maybe they do get a mezainis. That's what we have to say, that even something, all the only thing that gets mezainis is something that is of the chameshes dogan, not rice and not doichen. A brisa says that if someone gets rice bread or doichen bread, he makes a bracha before and after like a porridge, like a maisi kedera. And by Maisa Kedera, you first make a mezainis and you finish off with an alamichia. So the chayra, you do make a mezainis on rice bread. Mark says, no, the brisa means that it's like Maisa Kedera in that there is a bracha that's made before and after. But the bracha that's made is different. Brisa says that a rice porridge is considered like any other Maisa Kedera porridge. That follows Rabbi Yechimeh Anuri, who says that rice actually is a min dogon, to the point that one would be chayiv a chametz on it on Pesach, and one could be yaitz his chayiv matzah with it on Pesach as well. A brisa says that if a rice was made into a bread and then cooked, it would get a bar minim mezainis first, and afterwards would get alam michya. Now that can't follow Rabbi Yechimeh Anuri because he would say it's actually hamoitzi and benching. So clearly this has to follow the rabbanon. You see that the rabbanon even hold that mezainis is made on iris, on rice. It's a tiyufta of Rav and Shmuel. The brisa also said that someone who chews a piece of wheat makes a bar pri adoma. A brisa says you make bar minim zeroyim. That brisa follows Rabbi Yehuda. We see in our Mishnah holds that you have to be more specific in your brachas. The brisa said that on this rice bread that was then cooked, you would make a mezainis and you would end off with an alamichya. Problem is another brisa says you end off with a bar nefashas. Shesha says the brisa says you make an alamichya follows Rabbi Gamliel from another brisa, and the brisa says you make a bar nefashas follows the rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Gamliel. Marius, the problem is that brisa that we say follows Rabbi Gamliel actually can't follow Rabbi Gamliel because of another part of the brisa, which is soiser a view of Rabbi Gamliel. So we end up saying, you're right, that brisa has to follow the rabbanon as well. We have to change the words of the brisa to say that after eating oiriz, one would make a bar nefashos, he would not make an alamichya. And this way, he can even follow the rabbanon. Rava said the rihata, which is a mixture of flour, oil, and honey of the villagers, where there's a lot of flour and that becomes the ikar, therefore you make a bar minim mezainis. Whereas the same rihata made by the city people, where the main ingredient is actually the honey, therefore you would make a shahakal. Rava then had charata and said that no, in both of these you would make a bar minim mezainis, based on Rav Shmuel, who says that kol sheyesh boy of the chamesh taminim you make a bar minim mezainis. Rav Yosef said that chatziva, which is a mixture that has pieces of bread in it, so if the pieces are at least the size of a kazayis, you'd make hamoitzi and you would bench. If they're smaller than kazayis, you'd make a bar minim mezainis and you make an alamichya. Rav Yosef says, I can bring a raya from a brisa that says that the kehanim, after they would take the carbon mincha, which they would break up into pieces the size of a kazayis, they would make a hamoitzi, even though this was mixed with oil and other things. Abayis, but the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel says that they would break it up into pieces, even all the way back into flour type of substance. Is that so? According to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, is that true that they would not make a hamoitzi on the mincha? That can't be right, because it then says that if you took these pieces, you'd be chayev for chametz on Pesach, and you can actually use it for your matzah on Pesach, which means that it definitely is bread. Rav Yosef said, that's talking about where you took the flour, you brought it back down into a state of flour, and then you made it, you kneaded it into a new dough. That's when it would have a din of bread. Marias, the problem is the brisa says that if you eat them, which means the pieces, then that's when, if you eat the pieces in Kteachilas Pras, that's when you could be yoytze your mitzvah of matzah. So, but by saying them, obviously it was not kneaded into a new dough, because then it would say if you eat it, because it's a new big piece. Yosef said, here's the thing, when it comes, so even if it's smaller than a kazayis, but if it comes from a piece that's bigger than a kazayis, then it still has a din of bread. But if it comes from a piece which itself is smaller than a kazayis, then it's not called bread anymore. The Mor comes out, lahalocher of Sheishos Paskins, that even if the pieces in this chatziva, this chavitza, even if the pieces are less than a kazayis, still you would make hamoitzi lechem in aret. And Rava says, that's only when it has a shape or it has a look of bread. With regard to Troikonin, it is chayiv and chala, but Rava in the name of Yechanan said, it is potim chala. What is Troikonin? Abai explained, it is the bread-like thing that's made by taking flour and water and putting it into the hole on the floor of the oven, and it bakes over there. Abaye says that trisa is potter from chala. Trisa is either where you take the batter and you just put it directly onto the oven top and let it bake like that, or it's the bread of hindika, or it is the bread that's made for kutach, just baked in the sun. Rav Chiya told a Braisa that says the bread that's made with kutach is actually potter from challah. Ah, yeah, Braisa says you're chayiv in challah. Yehuda in Braisa explains that it depends on how you make it. If it looks like bread, it's chayiv in challah. If it does not look like bread, it's potter from challah.